Previously, on Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Oh yeah, you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Send out a signal to activate his droids.
I am shocked you can recognize me. I guess I just have one of those faces.
My research is too important to them. They won't stop me.
Hey, now. That's my mother.
Hey! Nice! 11 damage! I think that's the most damage you've done in this game.
I think he's gonna rear back like he's about to hit this dude again. But then he just, like, jerks his head up and starts moving this way.
Rest in peace, that guy.
All right, get down, Mitchell.
With that, you fucking supernova, bigger than you've ever done before. You fucking blow this room apart, incinerate everything, all the zombies, just to ash. Us to Aristo. Ginger, what's Aristo doing?
I think Aristo looks to Eddie and then looks to the burning elemental through the door that's just tearing up the lab. Oh, he's going to take a step forward and try and pat Eddie on the shoulder.
You want to talk about it?
You want to talk about it?
Really?
Okay, man. Whatever you need. I'm there for you.
And then he's gonna keep walking and come up behind Oris and...
I love how you guys have just ignored that guy back there that's stuck. He's done.
Pretty certain, like, before Aristo approached Eddie, he put a finger up to the guy, like, shh.
Nice.
What, you wanna die?
I'll fucking kill you. It's good to I'm alive, difficulty. Voice.
The least intimidating death threat.
Yeah.
Yep. So firing downrange past all these people to one of the robots.
Good news is that they're all little people. Oh, no, they're not. You have a Sedona, an Oris, and a lot of people in the way. So, yeah, they're going to get a little bit of cover. So go ahead and take a shot. That's EAC.
20. But then there's also, like, penalties, I imagine.
There is a penalty, but even with a -4, which that's iffy. Because technically soft cover is only a -2, so that still hits either way. So give me damage.
That's going to be 10
damn
fire damage.
Yep. It's a laser. Lasers do fire. Yeah, so, yeah, he fucking finally stables off. You see that laser zip through and tag that thing in the chest, and it's like it is sparking and sputtering now and not looking great. With that, this door opens and out steps a robot and walks up to Red.
You mother.
Yeah, fuck it. Is 17 hit? Just hits. There you go. 11 damage to Red. I'm gonna mark it up myself. Just gonna take that little victory lap right there. So yeah, this robot comes out of the doorway and just fucking walks up, and it's just like, and Red, like, doesn't see it coming because he's still trying to act cool in front of the other ones, and it just, like, walks up and is just like, fuck, just decks him. Which brings us to Sedun. Sedun, what you doing, buddy?
I think seeing the one show up behind us, another one show up behind us, puts Sedun in a bit of a panic.
Okay.
And is going to... I don't think anything I do can finish it off quick. How tall is the ceiling here?
I'm going to say 15 feet. Okay. Only because I let Scree glide. I think it's only supposed to be 10, but with that whole thing, I wanted it to be cool, so we're going to say it's 15.
I think Sedun's just going to try to clear a path. Is going to activate the jump jets. Like, put one hand on the robots, launch themselves up hook their hand behind the robot's head and then activate the jump jets again and just drive the knee.
Oh, you're going kung fu this fighter? I love it!
I'm doing a trick attack.
Oh, okay. I love it. Fucking do it, baby. Nice! Whoa! 33. Actually, turns out the CR on this thing is a 20, so it doesn't hit.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm just kidding. With
damn.
No, perfect. You got it. Could you imagine if I threw a fucking CR 20 fucking creature at you? You'd probably still win, but anyways.
Yeah, well, I just have to hit now.
Yep.
I can describe this very cool action, but...
Yep, exactly. Natty 20!
Oh my god!
Fuck yeah! Oh, I'm so happy for you. God damn it, I love that. Natty fucking 20. Hell's
I'm not
yes.
happy.
Coming out of the booth.
With the trick attack.
I'm not happy, that means the world's gonna end.
Yeah, no shit, that is some fucking, like...
Granted.
Fucking seventh seal shit.
My trick attack is different now.
Yep.
I can re-roll the damage.
Oh, fuck yeah!
And... use the higher result.
I love it. Fuck yeah. Give it to me. Roll it twice, take the higher. That's not bad. 30? Holy fuck. Oh, no, wait a minute. Was that both of them?
That's not... that's adding my modifier.
Yeah.
Except that's what it does. I get to reroll one die.
Okay.
So I'm going to reroll the 3 and see if it's higher.
That's a lot of damage.
Okay.
It's a lot of damage.
It's a 4.
Hey, sweet. So wait a minute. Just what like
something's.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think it should be about half that, right? It looks like it did it twice. Do you get to do 2 attacks? Is that what happens? Cuz you did like 2d6 plus 5 plus 5 plus 1 plus 5 plus 5 plus 1 again. So should it have been just 1d6 plus 5 plus 5 plus 1 and then twice you could have done that to try to see what you got better?
Well, the plus 5 is from my level.
Yep. Plus 5 from strength, right? And then plus 1 from... or is it plus 1 from strength and plus 5 from your combat?
I get 1.5 times my strength now.
Okay. Oh, it's a crit! That's why. It's absolutely correct. It's a fucking crit.
So it should be 2 more damage.
Okay, so 32? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for writing that. Like...
Yeah, I was,
You're like, yeah, I'm sorry, like, it did seem, I was like, there's no fucking way you just did 30 damage, dude. Like, that's like, I appreciate it, I think it's cool, but there's no way. And I was like, oh, it's a fucking crit. Of course you hit fucking for 30 damage, which is awesome. Holy shit, dude. You know what? Tell me how this thing fucking dies.
Oh. So, Sadoon launches himself up into the air and then uses their jump jets to drive their knee into their head, and they just keep going.
Nice.
And they hit the wall.
Nice, nice, nice. Actually, it wouldn't have worked, too, if you'd had it had 31 HP left. So, if you would have only got the 30, it wouldn't have fucking done it. That is awesome. Fuck yeah, dude. Not only did you do it, you fucking murdered it. That is so cool.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I love it. Okay, sweet. So yeah, you did that with your bare hands?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah, so you fucking drive your knee through this thing and just shatter its fucking core. And you guys all watch him just straight up hand-to-hand murder this robot. He had a sweet fucking Sith-like Dashko a second ago, but that's not what he murdered this thing with. He fucking kneed it to death. I love that
much.
I love that so much that I would marry it, then I would separate from it, just so I could reconnect with it later down in life.
That's very specific.
Anyways, so dude, amazing fucking round. Scree, your turn. What is up?
Okay, this is going to be interesting. Scree is going to try and... kick off the wall and bounce past this robot.
Okay, you're giving me another tumble. Go for it.
24?
Fuck yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yep, so move on in the middle.
And then Scree is going to try reposition.
Reposition?
He's going to try and drag this robot 5 feet into this doorway.
Okay.
So he's going to try and like kick out its legs and just kind of direct its fall into the doorway.
Yeah, it's a... one second. I just want to make sure... I just want to... For some reason, I want to say reposition is part of grapple.
No, it's... It's separate.
Is it separate? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, fuck. Okay, sweet.
Only thing I need to know is what kind of attack it is.
It's just a, it's just a normal attack. You do an attack and it's got to be KAC plus 8 is the DC you have to hit.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately that is not, that is not enough. That wasn't going to be a tough one. That was a lot. But you know, you had a chance. So what'd you roll, a 9? Yeah, if you'd have gotten the, like, a 18 or so, you probably would have got him off his ground. But actually, could you? It's KAC plus 8. His KAC plus 8 was 36. Highest you could have got was 21.9, so you'd have needed a natty 20 to get him. But,
yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, it happens. But that's okay.
Well, no.
Yep.
29. Oh, no, he would have had a 33. He gets plus 4. He has improved combat maneuver, so he's a plus 4.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, that one does not fly, but still cool. You do still kick off the wall, flip over the other one, land in between them, and you try, you grapple it, and it does seem to, like, grab its attention.
He just, like, kind of stands behind her and, like,
nice.
Trying to get its titch.
Yep. And then, so Red, you see Red kind of, like, pushes the other, Boo in the other one's back for a second, and it's like, and then you see him flick out the spear, and he's gonna fucking help his brother and go toe to toe with this thing on both sides of it. 23 against the AC or KAC, absolutely hits.
Do the goblins get a flanking bonus?
They absolutely do get a flanking bonus too, so that'd have been 25. You guys get a flanking bonus because you're both melee, that's awesome. 100% that is exactly what happens right there. So yeah, now you guys are both with, have a, what did you say your roll was going to be, Elise? Did you say a 33?
Yeah, 33. If I got a natural 20, it would have been 33.
Oh, if you'd have gotten a natural 20, it would have been a 33. Okay, never mind. Okay, sorry. I was like, well, then you would have fucking hit. That would have been a 35 with a plus 2 a fucking thing. I didn't follow it for a second. I was like, where'd that 33 come from? But so I was going to try to retcon it and be like, fuck yeah, you move him. But anyways, so yeah, that's 10 piercing. So, as you come in and try to grab it, he pushes the other ones back and, like, tells him to back off. And, like, flicks out that spear and fucking, like, shanks it through its chest and just kind of drops into fighting stance with you to back you up. And that is Red's turn. Which brings us to the elemental.
Bernie.
Hey, what's Bernie doing?
I don't even know if Bernie can go down this hallway.
He can, when you guys get there, he can kind of squeeze down. It's not a big deal, because fucking Grub's in the same boat, and so is Virkatash, so.
So if he's just moving this turn, he can scoot. Scoot. And scoot.
I like it. He is getting in there. Fucking, you guys all see this big fucking flaming thing come barreling down the hallway. Squeeze past Sedona, who, like, fucking just goes up against the wall. She's like, oh my god.
Excuse me.
Okay, sweet, perfect. Which brings us to Oris. Oris, what you doing?
Well, there's a giant roadblock in the hallway.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I was thinking about at least trying to take a shot from right here.
That's fine. Eddie 18. That definitely hits. Which one are you shooting? The closest?
Yeah. He's going to keep the tracking on the one below it, but he doesn't want to shoot past one to get the other, so he's just going to shoot that one.
Okay, go for it. 14, ooh, not bad. Okay, so that does... Oh, plus one. So 15 damage?
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, it does, as it fires through, you see some sputtering and some sparks. This guy just fucking gives up. I don't even want to fucking deal with him anymore. He just goes to sleep. He's like...
It just passes out. He's too webbing.
Much. After all that shit, he's just like, it's too much! And just fucking passes out.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
So Virtash is still ripping things up, and then after Virtash, I'm gonna go.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I skipped right past you. My bad. Well, yeah, that thing is fucking eaten. You just hear munching on the other side of the fucking door on that one. So go ahead, Ginger.
Ooh, gross.
Yep.
Yes, so
Mimo
is going to roll up their sleeves and then nudging Eddie's mother against the wall, just like to the side,
mm-hmm.
My darling, I'm going to need a bit of, I need to see downrange. They're short, you're tall.
And I'm sure that, so our listeners can't see it, but mm-hmm. the rest of you can see the circle that I have put on the floor.
Yeah?
To plot out the AoE that I'm going to target.
Okay.
Okay.
The one with Scree in the middle of it?
Yeah, with Scree. I'm going to apologize, Scree, and it's only because that I know that you're very flexible.
It's true.
Because we're going to do an Infinite Worlds.
Ooh.
And specifically, I had this ready to copy and paste and drop in. You cause a destabilizing event, such as a brief earthquake, a split-second reversal of gravity, or a blast of icy wind. Each creature within the area must succeed a reflex save or be knocked prone. The reflex save, I am burning a first level spell slot for this,
mm-hmm.
is going to be 10 plus 1 plus my charisma modifier. So these bulky robots have to make a DC 15 reflex save or be knocked on their asses.
Okie dokie.
As will Scree.
Yeah, Scree.
Scree nails it.
These Scree things, nails it.
They might be bulky, but they're actually not that bad.
Okay.
DC.
So one succeeds with a 15, right? Meets it, beats it?
Yep.
Okay, and then what about the other one?
Roll.
Yay.
Fails. So the bottom one fucking takes a dive.
Yeah, as very, very briefly, far behind us, none of us are really paying attention, but a portal opens up under a little puddle of that sticky goo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a black disc that appears at the feet of Scree and the two robots. Like, the ground just turns an inky black. And some of that goo comes emerging out like tentacles, tries to grab onto all three of them, luckily two dodge,
mm-hmm.
but the third one gets yanked down as these tentacles of goo retreat back into the darkness and it disappears.
Nice.
The disc does, not the robot. I can't make it vanish yet.
It's all good. I can get rid of it in just a sec. But, that template there. Boop. And boop.
See, I knock it on its ass. Anyway, get behind me.
And I'm gonna step forward. And, still keeping an eye on Eddie's ma.
Your mom.
Eddie's mom.
Oh, yes, if she tries to run, I guess kneecap her.
I love it. Okie dokie. So.
Sedoner.
Sedoner. Okay, so Sedona is going to... Okay, well, I mean, I think she's just going to do that same thing she did before. And she is going to... not do shit. I love it. Sedona, you're so good. Guy should have gave her a gun. Anyways, so Sedona, same type of thing, just like the rubble of, like, shit around. She's like... like lifting up and like chucking it down the hallway and does nothing. She got a 10 on that one, so which moves us on to Grub. Grub is actually going to hang tight right where they're at, because not everybody's moved past and they don't want to move up too much, so they're kind of like holding back, just like, hey, everybody seems to be dead back here, so we're just gonna hang tight until everybody else clears out. Which brings us to Boo. What's Boo doing?
I think they're trying to, you know, shoot past the very, very talented red there.
Nice. Alright, we can do another unstable junk laser. Against 20 against EAC, which does hit. Yep, there we go. About time. Hey, 3 fire damage. They're helping. Bam. Okay, Boo is good. Which once again takes us to the top of the round. You guys are so close. To fucking clearing out this little area. Eddie!
So, when you sprint, you run 4 times your speed?
Yes.
Okay, so he can run 160 feet?
Yeah, but it has to be in a straight line. It's like a charge. I'm gonna say, if you're gonna run through those robots, I will need some acrobatics, but...
No.
Ginger laughs in 200 feet. Yeah, we get it. You're a tiny little fast halfling.
I'm just gonna parkour his ass down here.
Okay. Sweet. I like it. Did a Warframe ninja run?
Yeah, with the... Oh, okay. So, okay, he has to go down that way.
Got Don't it. Forget, one of the bots is prone. It'll be easier to hit.
He can go all the way down here. So, yeah, he's just gonna, like, parkour.
Parkour!
So, you want me to roll acrobatics?
Yep, I'm gonna need two acrobatics checks. One for each bad guy.
Okay, 32.
Got it. Second one.
20.
Fuck it. I'll say it's good. I don't know what the DC is. It looks good. And otherwise, you'd have to, like, stop in the middle, and I don't know how to fucking do that. I don't know where you'd be shunted to, and it'd get real fucking weird. So I'm just like...
So he's just going to twist midair and come down with the lunar blade.
Nice. Okay.
Into the prone, dude.
Oh, if you do a run, unfortunately, you can't do an attack as well. It's like a full round action.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, then he'll... Wait, can he summon it?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll say you can do that. I think it's like a free action. It might be a move action, but whatever. I don't give a shit.
Then he will land and then summon it.
I like it. Okay, seek! The blade comes out.
Picasso.
Yep. I'm a sneaky!
And at least he's flanking it for spree.
That is true. That is absolutely true. You guys are flanking that one. Which brings it to that robot's turn. So it is going to go ahead and stand up. Use its move action to do so. And it is going to try to slam Scree again. 19?
Hits.
Yeah, it does. Max damage, 13. Soften you up. Okie dokie, which brings us to Aristo.
There's a lot of people in the way.
Yes, there is.
I don't want to accidentally shoot them.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Yeah. But I feel more like, let's see, there's no more, we're aware that there's one guard still remaining behind us, but not if there's any others. However, there was that airlock, right? The exit to the outside?
Yes.
That Eddie's mom was trying to escape through. Okay.
Yep.
Well, in that case, worried about reinforcements coming from back there. Aristo is going to barricade the hallway behind him before moving on.
Cool.
So as a move action, you could stack and reinforce objects that are too small or fragile to provide cover into a single square of adjacent cover.
I like it. Okay, so yeah, he creates a little barricade back there.
Yep. And then that's his move action, but can I use his regular action to come down the hallway some?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. Hey, Red Lady, do you, need a hand?
Sure. What? I haven't caught your name. What's your name?
Oh, Aristo.
Now, you were in the plan. Okay.
I think he just gets, like, a dumbfounded look on his face. Yeah, Ginger's friends are weird.
He's a starfish!
He's talking about... She's...
They're a starfish.
Sorry.
All right, and that's Aristo's turn.
Awesome. Which brings us to Robot Boy up top. Robot Boy up top, attack a Scree.
Yeah.
If it's in melee, it's also flanking.
Technically, it is flanking. So it gets a +2.
Gonna need it.
It is. It's only got a fucking 14.
Not that it matters
16.
When it rolls a fucking 4.
But does a 16 hit? Scree hasn't updated his armor in a long time.
Yeah, it hits.
Yeah. Actually, don't take that away yet. Because just as that attack goes off, I'm like drawing on things instead of fucking clicking. I just realized that. Just as that attack goes to go off, this goes off. Now, I know it says technically after the attack's been declared and everything. I don't give a shit. However, as this happens, you feel a moment as this like... This thing goes to hit you, and you feel it connect as if it smacks you, and then all of a sudden there's like a skip. And just before the skip, all of a sudden you're taken back to that second, and as it goes to hit you, you just move back just enough, and it swings and misses you. And you guys, anybody looking kind of sees, like, Sedona back there with her hand out and her eyes closed just for a second.
Meanwhile, Scree doesn't catch you, says,
ha! Yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
We're all having weird shit happen to us.
Yep. So, Sadoon!
I think Sadoon's just gonna say, on your left.
to Eddie and step up and swing the dashko.
Nice, I like it. You know, I gotta imagine that still gives you a flanking bonus.
You do have... duck, so you can swing over top of him.
What's the real name? Swing away, Johnny, Kevin?
Are you talking about that Signs
yeah,
reference?
From Signs. Somebody got corrected me
it's
last
swing
time.
Swing away, George.
George,
I think.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back.
Oh, yeah. Rolls a four, yeah. Bae.
It's okay, bud.
You were doing so good.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Unless the EAC is 14.
No, I don't think so. No, it's not.
Because I didn't add the flanking bonus.
So, unfortunately, yeah, that one misses. Scree, your turn.
He's not sure which one to go after, but...
Just for reference, the one to the south of you looks like it is, like, literally on its last legs. The one above you does look like it's hurt.
Yeah, and the one... He looks past them for a moment. Mm-hmm. He looks past the robots and he sees his brother Red up there. And then he looks down and he sees Eddie. And he just goes straight for the one at the bottom here.
Nice. Unfortunately. Yeah, that is a difficult one, so... So unfortunately, nope. Fucking Tadona has like a shit ton of cool abilities. I'm trying to read through them as I go. Okay, so like fucking make sure I'm using them correctly. Which brings us to Red. Red is going to do the same thing before. He is, you know, got your back. He's gonna go ahead and try to attack with that spear again. Natty 17, that hits. For 7 piercing. So that thing is looking even worse for wear. Stabby stabby, hurdy hurdy. Brings us to the fire elemental. I don't know what the fuck it's gonna do, but but what is that big sumbitch want? What do you want to do with that thing, Eddie?
Bernie. Yeah, I mean he's just gonna scoot all the way to the back.
Nice.
Not attacking.
Okay.
He's making a beeline.
I can dig it.
And if he can't turn while doing a sprint or whatever.
Yeah, run. Yeah, that. Unfortunately, that is where he will end.
Just burning Sadoon to death.
Yeah, exactly. This flame. I imagine this, like, when you guys see this, he kind of, like, again, becomes this, like, elemental, like, flame above you and just kind of blazes across the ceiling and then, like, kind of congeals down and then rises back up as this fucking, like, flaming, you know, form. So for the moment, like, you just see this, like, almost like Aurora Borealis of flame above you, and then it all just kind of ends in the hallway, which means this shit is fucking chaos. Anyways, Horus, put us out of our misery, for Christ's sake.
I mean...
Where are you?
Way up here.
Oh, there you are. Sorry, I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, are you underneath grub? I have no idea where anybody is anymore. This is a long-ass hallway. For those listening, it is a long, long hallway, and everybody is just, like, one square all the way down it.
Yep.
That's why we've had so many, like, fucking rolls to, like, move past people.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, I guess he's gonna take another shot at that guy.
I believe in you. Put him down. Natty 17 does it. For a 25 EAC. That definitely hits that thing. 11 AF. Give me that extra.
For 15.
15. How do you do this?
Oh my god. So.
Yep. 14 HP.
He's going to manage to thread the needle, apparently, and hit it in his little camera face.
Yeah, that's the best part, is there's so many fucking bodies between you and there, and you're fucking got that tracking, and they're moving back and forth, heads, fucking arms, fucking bodies, all fighting, flame above you, exploding into the air, and you're just like, you fucking line up the shot, and all of a sudden, everything becomes clear, and you, like, fire just to the right of fucking Sylvana's head, just next to the fucking right by Ginger, between the armpit of one of the fucking goblins, and tags this thing in the forehead, and you just see it go dush, dush, and fucking it goes down. Brings us to Ginger. What you doing, Ginger?
Yes, it does. Memo. Let's see, we have a
Memo.
Long hallway ahead of us. This is a really tough one, because I don't want to put I don't want to put Eddie's mom in danger. I know I got her pretty close to the fight, but yeah, I was always in control.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go rushing off ahead. So I think what we're gonna wind up doing is just sitting tight. We're gonna sit tight and have our gun ready. And if any enemies appear, we're taking a shot. So holding an action for that.
Okay.
But that will be us.
Okay. So you guys see Vertash moves into the hallway and is like, what the fuck? Why is there a barricade here?
Oh, no.
But that's their turn for right now. They're still there. Maybe they'll rip it down. But we'll see. Which brings us to Sedona. And now Sedona is going to move forward. And she's going to try this shit one more time.
You got this.
We'll see.
Nope.
Natty 2! Fuck no! God damn! I'm rolling like shit. Sedona's really out of it. She's fucked up right now.
Yeah, she was in prison.
She was, and being tortured. So yep. That makes sense.
That'll do it.
Yep. So Grub moves by, and... Yeah, Grub moves by and just kind of hangs tight behind Aristo. Brings us to Boo. Boo shooting again? And the goblins?
Oh yeah, always.
I like it. Boo. Nope. Moving on. Back to the top. Eddie. Eddie, for God's sake, finish this.
Finish what?
The combat.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that.
3 hours into this episode, and I want it to be done.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move this way.
And now you can't because you got lost. Oh, damn it. I was like, you're lost underneath all the other tokens.
Sure. I'll attack it.
You don't have to.
Shut up. I'm doing it. Debilitating trick.
Nice. 20 plus the creature CR.
Is there a difference between that and just regular trick attack?
The off target.
Yeah, normally you just make them flat footed. If I'm not mistaken.
I'd rather just do more damage, to be honest.
Works for me.
Do it with like an acrobatics parkour attack.
I love it.
28.
28 does it.
So that would be a 5th level 3d8 extra damage.
Jesus.
So I'd have to hit, which isn't a gimme. Oh, I hit.
Yep, you hit.
So damage.
I still find it funny that that thing's a fucking KAC weapon.
Yeah, that's making sense. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Holy yep. crap.
Fucking rocks.
Eviscerated this thing.
Yeah, so you tell me, how does this thing fucking die?
I think his eyes just flash with that glowing light. Mm-hmm. He just stabs it through the chest and then just cuts its head off.
Nice. Yep. So you're like, sink and flip around and take its fucking head right off. And it's like, it's one of those awesome fucking moves where like, when you stab it and you slice through it, it like, it's so quick that it's still sitting there for a second, and then you just see the head start to slide to the left, and then it just goes tink, 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 and falls off, and just shuts down. Congratulations, you guys did not level up.
Woohoo! No!
Die.